So we were talking all these bad things that people do, and this is one that we have another buddy, Doc Martin. He does a radio show on another station, and he's a fun guy, man. And he knows a lot of the background and authority on some of the kind of different things people used to do. And we had to ask about this story. Hank Williams has a song about Hattacol Blues, and we got a couple other ones here we're going to play you right now. Hattacol was evidently a product that they used to peddle that had a combination of laxative and speed in it. And
it was a tonic for what ails you of the time, maybe a snake oil kind of situation.
The Hattacol Boogie obviously meant that you were really bopping and dancing and, you know, jonesing to get into
really
the restroom.
Really got to go. Yeah.
But we're going to start you out here with Ellis Stroud doing, it's a demo from the 40s, doing My Hattacol Gal. And then I think we're going to slip you into Hattacol Corners by Slim Willer right after that. And I think Hattacol is actually a place in Texas. It's Hattacol Corner, northeastern Upton County, Texas. Thank you, Ted. And let's get on it.
I'm dreaming tonight of old West Texas and a place out there that I long to be. But that is where my darling is waiting. In Hattacol Corner, she waits for me. Now I know that I'll be going back someday to the place that I'll always want to stay. I know that she loves me and I want her, my Texas baby in Hattacol Corner. I'm longing for the wide open spaces and a girl who's waiting out there for me. And I want to stay with her forever, my Texas baby in Hattacol Corner. When I get back, I'll never more roam from the place that I want to call home. I know that I'll never stray from her, my Texas baby in Hattacol Corner. Now I know that I'll be going back someday to the place that I'll always want to stay. And I know that she loves me and I want her, my Texas baby in Hattacol Corner.
Hattacol Corner's collegiate road. Once it rained, once it snowed, most of the time the wind just blowed. Hattacol Corner's collegiate road. Sometimes I like to run and play. I drill all night and I sleep all day. They're calling me the Sprayberry Stray. I believe it's 30 miles to pay. I used to try to live in town. The road is rough and dirty. The car will last you 90 days if you don't drive over 30. Hattacol Corner's collegiate road. Once it rains, once it snows, most of the time the wind just blows. Hattacol Corner's collegiate road. To Cheyenne, in Midland, twice and back again. I love the life of a drilling man. I'll stay in Midland if I can. Odessa's where I chase the girls. At home I never tarried, but now I'm staying home at night after I got married. Hattacol Corner's collegiate road. Once it rained and once it snowed, most of the time the wind just blows. Hattacol Corner's collegiate road. Never look at another ring. My trailer house, oh how it rocks. The sand just rolls, it never stops. This rugged life to me is top. I drink only soda pop. Don't think I'm not the oil patch boy that used to give you trouble. Don't think I wouldn't like to play, but living costs a double. Hattacol Corner's collegiate road. Once it rained and once it snowed, most of the time the wind just blows. Hattacol Corner's collegiate road.
Comes in the summer. Diamond brings Mama ice, just a little teeny weeny piece, and soon melts away. He has to come back again later in the day.
There's a man who comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay, and the man comes around when Papa goes away.
To our house comes to sell a brush. He comes in a hurry and he leaves in a rush. And every time he goes away, Mama's in a pet. If she didn't get everything she thought she ought to get.
There's a man who comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
Our house drives a Cadillac. He runs around the corner and he parks it in the back. Mama goes to the door. He's always sure to greet her with, "Open up, honey bunch, let me check your meter."
There's a man who comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
Man, I'm not gonna be a plumber or a janitor, no siree. I won't be a doctor with an office downtown. No, I'd rather be just the man that comes around.
There's a man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away. There's a man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
Well, I got a date, boy, it's really hot. I got the money, you pick the spot. Drink black coffee, dress fit to slaughter, and wash my face in ice cold water. We're gonna have a good time, baby. We're gonna have a good time. If I get weak and my steps get shorter, wash my face in ice cold water. The night before that, well, I can't sleep if I'm a real cool cat. Both go crazy if a drag don't bother. Wash my face in ice cold water. We're gonna have a good time, baby. We're gonna have a good time. If I don't jump when the band gets hotter, wash my face in ice cold water. If I look too shot, don't let me start her. Wash my face in ice cold water. We're gonna have a good time, baby. We're gonna have a good time. If I should balk and my steps get shorter, wash my face in ice cold water.
Yakety yak. thought he'd miss by not ever having been kissed. But he said, I don't agree, Mac, I don't have to listen to the jackety yak. He said, I'd been walking while she's talking. Yes, I'd been walking along. Yak, yak, yakety yak. 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 Yakety, yakety, yakety yak. Just well, till she started to raise my eye. Then I left and I hadn't been back since the night she started at yakety yak. I said, I've been walking while you're talking. Yes, I'll be walking along. Yak, yak, yakety yak.
Oh,
yak, yak, yakety yak.
Hey,
yak, yak, yakety yak.
Ooh,
yak, yak, yakety yak.
I just drove in at a station, and I said, now fill her up. I watched the figures on the meter. I heard the gasoline gurgle and guzz. He checked my oil and water and cleaned my windshield too. Thinking I was in for a great big night, but if that guy only knew. I've got ethyl in my gas tank, no cal in my arm. There ain't no girl around me to let me share her charm. Just an empty seat beside me, I'm so lonely I could cry. Just Ethel in my gas tank, 'cause my real girl said goodbye. My heart overflows with sorrow, like my tank overflows with gas. There's a couple parked on the roadside that break my heart as I drive past. She used to be my sweetheart, and he used to be my friend. Now that he stole my only love, that's where friendship ends. I've got Ethel in my gas tank, no gal in my arms. There ain't no girl around me to let me share her charm. Just an empty seat beside me, I'm so lonely I could cry. Just Ethel in my gas tank, 'cause my real girl said goodbye. Beside me, I'm so lonely I could cry. Just Ethel in my gas tank, 'cause my real girl said goodbye.
I had a pocket full of payday when I came in here on Friday. Now I'm sitting on this old bar stool, nothing in there but lint. I thought I had the both of you right there in my hip pocket. Now it's closing time on Saturday night, and I'm wondering where you two went. I'm bouncing beer cans off the jukebox. I'm a poster boy for detox. My aim is getting better every time I hear those songs. Merle threw away the
sadness. That's a lot of heartaches for a dime, and she's gone, gone, gone. How'd they find out how I feel? I thought I was the master of holding it inside. Those boys down there in Tennessee, they never got the best of me. But they never heard old Buck sing, "It's crying time." I'm bouncing beer cans off the jukebox. I'm a poster boy for detox. My aim is getting better every time I hear those songs. Merle threw away the rose when sings a song of sadness. That's a lot of heartaches for a dime, and she's gone, gone, gone. I'm bouncing beer cans off the jukebox. I'm a poster boy for detox. My aim is getting better every time I hear those songs. Merle threw away the rose when sings a song of sadness. That's a lot of heartaches for a dime, and she's gone, boy, she's gone.
That's a sport that everyone can play, bouncing beer cans off the jukebox.
Yeah, it's one of our favorites, Dallas Wayne. You and I saw him a long time back, and he's a real fun guy. And
he's great, good presence, nice voice.
Yeah, the voice is a killer thing on that. That's good. That's the country you wish you heard on the other stations. And right before that was a fun one. Actually, Jay says that's the hot track of the show, and he may be right on that. That's Ethel in My Gas Tank, and Ethel actually was a brand of gas or a type of gas. It wasn't anything to do with a girl named Ethel, and that was Jimmy Heap in the Melody Master. I can't read it.
I've heard that those old grandma names like Ethel and Ruth and Helen and that kind of stuff are coming back because, of course, you know, these younger kids these days don't want to name their kids after their mom, but they don't mind naming them after their grandma. I wonder if they'll start naming folks after their grandpa, and we'll start seeing some Morrises and some, you know, names like that.
I don't have an answer for you on that.
I don't know. It's sort of a complete and total tangent. So let's get back to the music, because we are here doing a retrospective of listener Ted's contributions to the show over the years. This is Route 78 West on Radio 1190. We've been doing this about 6 years, and every few months something arrives in the mail from a mystery man Ted, and it's always full of good little gems.
You know, today is really fun just going backwards and looking at this stuff. Other tracks we heard here was Yakety Yak, and that was also a real hot one. That was Mac and Jake and the Esquire Trio, and that's a media recording. I know, Doc, you love that stuff. And 1955, that was a cool one there. And then we had a track right before that, coming off the Starday Story, Texas Gold Volume 2, 1954, is Glenn Barber doing Ice Water, nice one as well. And started that set way back. There's a man that comes to our house, Prairie Ramblers, kind of the beginnings of the divergence of Western swing from some of the other stuff, 1937, and all of that is good stuff.
Was that the one where it was so wholesome he almost said H-E double hockey sticks, and the guy said, whoa, hey, hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's back in the days where they were cleaning up their act.
Pretty wholesome stuff.
So I had a plot, but I don't remember what it was. Do you remember what I was cooking up? Or?
No, I never know what you're cooking up, Jeff. It's always a surprise menu.
But, well, that's a problem, man. Oh, yeah, I do. I remember now this whole thing. One of the things you know, I've been a fanatic about is finding every single Hot Rod song, Hot Rod Boogie. And
that's kind of how the show got off to a start in the early days.
Charlie Ryan, Commander Cody, all this kind of fun stuff. But here's one that Ted sent me that none of us had ever heard before. And I'll tell you what, it's a classic. It's Charlie Ryan and his Timberline Riders, but it's Hot Rod Harley for you guys out there on Today It's a Nice Day.
The other day I borrowed my girl's Harley, the one that's stacked like a sack of barley. Her and I are going steady in the marriage plans. We're getting ready. I was in a carefree mood that day when I took the cycle out to play. The Harley was decked outside car and all. I cranked it on and let out a squall. The gal wanted to go along for the ride. When she opted in, we started to glide. We really took off like never before. Let out through town with a bang and a roar. Sailed along like a well-balanced kite. I opened it up, the gal turned white. It smoked and whined like any old Harley, but I'm telling you, it didn't parley. Out in the sidecar, teeth were great, and I said, hold on, we'll soon be motating. Down the street, the people were gapping. They didn't dig my hopped-up contraption. Way up ahead, we had a red light. I slowed up a little and then took the flight. I cranked it some more to make it unwind. Then the city limits I left far behind. The road was wide and the road was good, and the gal settled down like I knew she would. I cranked it some more and started to fly. The wind cut like a knife as the miles went by. Out on the stretch, the traffic was light. The sun was shining ever so bright. I figured to see what the cycle would do. A glance at the gal, her eyes were blue. Ahead, I could see a highway patrolman waiting for me. Way out behind and coming up fast, another patrolman, his sirens full blast. Got out of the car and said, come with me. You went through town at 103. He grabbed a hold of me and put me inside and said, young feller, we'll give you a ride. Because a kid with a cycle without any sense should be put in a place where they got a high fence. My pop was sore and my gal turned pale, and they said I'd spend the next 6 months in jail. When my time is up and they set me free, if that little gal's still waiting for me, I'm gonna marry her and settle down, and no more racing that cycle in town.
1, 2.
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad. How can you whisper sweet love words when you can't hear nothing that's said?
I love to hear the clop of old Dobbin's feet.
I love to hear twin pipes roaring down the street.
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad.
My little Molly, you're sure growing up. Seems only yesterday that you were just a pup.
A young man is calling, he should be on his way. When he comes to meet me, I can hear you say,
don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad.
I love to hear the clop of old Dobbin's feet.
I love to hear twin pipes roaring down the street.
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad.
Hey there, Dad, start getting cool. I don't dig dating when you went to school.
It's the middle of summer, anything but cool. I want to meet this hot rock and tell him the rule.
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad. How can you whisper sweet love words when you can't hear nothing that's said?
I love to hear the pop of old Dobbin's feet.
I love to hear twin pipes roaring down the street.
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom.
For your young man to call, the mare's all harnessed to the buggy and all.
I can hear him say, hop in my lass, this rig is the end, but where do you put the gas?
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad. How can you whisper sweet love words when you can't hear nothing that's said?
I love to hear the clop of old Dobbin's feet.
I love to hear twin pipes roaring down the street.
Thank you. goes out most every night, she's in society. And when Mama goes out, the maid comes in to keep us company. There's no one there but Papa and me, we'd be lonesome, don't you see? So when Mama goes out, the maid comes in to keep us company. Maid's a little blue-eyed blonde, as cute as she can be. We always play some funny games, and we sit on Papa's knee. She always helps him with his work, she's as nice as she can be. So when Mama goes out, the maid comes in to keep him company. Papa gets up most every time and turns the lights down low, for he always says they hurt his eyes and they have to be just so. But why they talk so soft and low is more than I can see, for when Mama goes out, the maid comes in to keep us company.
Head down the wrong highway by mistake. Do you have a map, Jeff?
You know, sometimes I think we should have a map for this radio show, but that's another story.
That sounded to me like, by the way, the name of the show is Route 78 West, which of course references an imaginary highway in Jeff's mind. But that's the guy that sounded like Ted Daffin to me. Was that Ted Daffin?
Similar, but close, but not quite. That was...
Speaking of Ted's, wait
Texas,
a minute.
It was Texas Jim Lewis, who I have a couple 78s of him, and he's got a droll, almost out of tune, out of pitch, but it's a, you know, it's a good voice. It's just a little...
But it's got soul.
It's got that feel.
Well, yeah. I don't know about soul. It's got whatever it is that good, hard country singing should have.
And four that we had, Mama Goes Out. That's one, I was trying to get that in earlier. I like that. The Bar X Cowboys are one of my favorite early kind of western-y bands, and they were definitely a product of some alternate universe in some ways. 1940, they were still doing it at that point. Always tongue-in-cheek in the words on a lot of these things, and also some real hot steel stuff by them. And Don't Go Courting in a Hot Rod, and that one, that was
Clip
on the edge.
Clop. Oh, man, that reminds me. When I was a kid, my folks did something criminal to me. They bought this VHS tape called Those Crazy Old Commercials, and so I got to grow up being indoctrinated by really bad ads for, like, Canada Dry seltzer water and Winston cigarettes, and that sounded just like one of those cheese ball ads.
Oh, yeah, and Tennessee Ernie Ford is known for cheese ball, with Molly B, no less.
Say, so, boy, and how.
You know, we don't get too much of him on this show, I promise.
No, you got to throw it in, though. It's got its place. And it was a nice dose of kind of saccharine cheese. Can you have sugary cheese? I don't know.
Yeah, I could picture listening to the AM radio in a, you know, Impala or something at that point. Yeah. Hot Rod Harley was that was the one that was, you know, I just wanted to play that more than any other ones. And that was a classic Charlie Ryan there, milking that Hot Rod boogie theme as much as possible. And I think each time he made a record, at least he got some regional charts with that stuff. So you are wrapping up. This music is kind of telling you this. We're getting, you know, to the third quarter of the halftime show.
Ding, ding. Speaking of Reverend Billy Ward, sleeper hold on Satan. Sorry, just a wrestling metaphor.
That's
it keeps
good.
Popping
See,
into my mind.
You remember, we have been featuring all these CDs, and as Loki has discovered, sometimes they don't have any writing on them, so they're all blank, and then you start messing them up, and it becomes complex, and he says, write on those CDs.
Well, Jeff always has this is the thing about Jeff. He always wears a flannel shirt, he's always got a long gray beard, and he's always got a Sharpie in his left pocket, and I don't know why you won't use it to label the discs, Jeff.
Because in some of these really retentive circles of CDs and CDR type guys, they say writing with a Sharpie on the CDR actually kind of leaks into the metal, or it leaks into the other side.
Horse feathers, right? The little plastic part in the middle.
It makes them a little more less archival. Who knows?
You can overcome this, Jeff.
I can overcome this. The only thing is, yeah, I need to make some backups of these things because, God, I'd hate to lose them.
Boy, they are like gold.
We have been talking about these discs, and one of the things, you know, listeners call and they ask, guys like us, Loki and Jeff, you know, we drive around a lot, and that's part of the nature of the Route 78 West thing, and they go, what do you listen to when you go on road trips? And I go, God, I'd like to listen to these radio shows, but there's these guys and we just talk a lot. And they kind of, you know, they interfere with the music. But there's this other listener, Ted, and he sends these great discs. And they always become road trip fodder for me. So that's
They're
where I enjoy
on
them
the road.
Most. And it's a, thanks, Ted. That's, I guess, all I need to say. Here's a track here coming off a recent one of these Ted discs. And the thing that's fun with this one is Ted's world is grounded in the modern world as well as the old, just like the rest of us out there. Here's Pyramid of Tears, Lucinda Williams. This is a nice track coming off a compilation for a tribute to songs of Alejandro Escovedo, Por Vida, and came out last year.
Take her for sauce up?
Yeah, we've, you know, definitely hitting that sauce there. That's a Ray Beats, a classic if there ever was, the Ripper. That's a semi-modern history, I guess they would call that. It's not that old. It's kind
of
old.
Well, you were talking about the history of the Ray Beats and a couple of the Cats being in another one of the heavy-hitting surf bands.
Oh, yeah, the Ray Beats were the later incarnation. At least I think it's Danny Amiss and one of the other guys is in Low Straitjackets, at least the early parts of that. So it's kind of a cool thing to know. Well, you're not
but
supposed to know
tell?
That because...
Because they wear those wrestling masks.
Yeah, they have masks in their secret identities.
How do you know
I
these
forgot
things?
About that. We gave it away. It's just like Ted. We've almost given away his secret identity. Loki thinks it's me.
Actually, that was Jay's idea. He thought that maybe since Jeff seems to admire the musical taste of our mystery listener, Ted, so much that perhaps it's like Fight Club. Jeff has another personality and he goes and mails himself records. But that's really far-fetched. And we've been trying to get to the bottom of who Ted is this whole
bizarre.
Program. And he sends us some great stuff in the mail. We've been doing this radio show for about 6 years. And I'll tell you, a lot of the great music we play comes from this guy, Ted. So really the reason we're doing this is to say thank you. Whether we figure out who Ted is or not isn't as important as the fact that we really appreciate what you do, Ted. And I feel like we know you, Ted, from your music, and that's a certain good way to get to know a person's character and who they are. And you're all right by us, Ted.
Never been a clinker, and I got to tell you on this is it's really been appreciated, you know, from the show and the life of the show. It's one of the things that kind of. You know, it's one of the good parts about doing this show, just having some other kinds of fodder and some things to listen to and the idea that we got listeners out there that, you know, they get it and they like what we're doing. So thanks again, and we're going to rattle a little bit more, but I wanted to set you up with one here. No Ted featurette, totally Ted show would be complete.
A Ted retrospective, remember.
Without this Johnny Cash version of I Walk the Line in German coming up. I was going to try to read it and get it right, but my German Johnny Cash stuff is pretty rough here. It's Wer kennt der Weg, I think. 1965. I think Johnny was just finishing up his little stint in the Army, and he's really singing this, you guys. And here it is.
Am allerschönsten war es doch zu Haus, und doch zog's mich einst in die Welt hinaus. Und in der Ferne suchte ich mein Glück, wer kennt den Weg zurück. Sie schenkte mir die Liebe und ihr Herz, doch es brach ihr nur Tränen, Leid und Schmerz, denn ich verließ sie und damit mein Glück. Wer kennt den Weg zurück? Wer kennt den Weg zurück in jene Zeit, den Weg zurück in die Vergangenheit? Den Weg nach Hause und zum ersten Glück, wer kennt den Weg zurück. Am allerschönsten war es doch zu Haus, und doch zog's mich einst in die Welt hinaus, und in der Ferne suchte ich mein Glück. Wer kennt den Weg zurück? Wer kennt den Weg zurück in jene Zeit, den Weg zurück in die Vergangenheit, den Weg nach Hause und zum ersten Glück? Wer kennt den Weg zurück?
There's a place where Mother Nature's got it all together. She knows just when to to let wildflowers bloom. Somehow she always seems to know exactly what she's doing, and the Lord saw fit to furnish elbow room. Have you ever been down to Colorado? I spend a lot of time there in my mind. Colorado, I'll bet that's where he spends most of his time. I'd love to be there watching early in the morning. The sun comes up and crowns the mountain king. If by chance you dare to be high upon a mountain, I'll swear that you can hear the angels sing. Have you ever been down to Colorado? I spend a lot of time there in my mind. And if God doesn't live in Colorado, I'll bet that's where he spends most of his time.
You've been listening to All Ted Radio today, Totally Ted. Route 78 West has been appreciating and enjoying just some mystery discs, mystery white label discs that show up in the mailbox every once in a while, and hopefully you guys have been appreciating this as well. I want to thank Ted a lot, other listeners too out there that have sent us some stuff over the years, just appreciating the fact that people get this, and that's all that really matters here.
Yeah, and we've gotten some good calls today. That last song was actually, we were sending that one out to Rob. He called up and said he's got some property up in Gilpin. He's building his dream home, doesn't have any electricity up there yet, but he's got the battery-powered radio, and he's listening to the program, and he said, play me something Colorado-themed. So
Little Merle.
That's that one.
And then we go.
But he was wondering why it's down to Colorado, because if you think about the elevation, you kind of always have to go up to get to Colorado.
It depends. If you live in the south, you'd go up. It's north, south, east, west to me. Up and down are all irrelevant. All right, we're rattling. We're talking on something that I really didn't want to talk on, so let's just back this baby up. This is Tara's theme. You guys that have watched movies in the past may recognize this from Gone with the Wind, and that's like us talking a lot with a lot of wind coming out of the mouth. It's Caton Roberts. This is a steel player with Hank Snow from 30 years. Also plays with Hank III, according to Ted. Tara's theme.
On KVCU Boulder, we'll be back with more Route 78 West next Sunday from 10 to noon.
Land's all that there is.
true.